Welcome to the Balanced Breakfast. I'm your host, Tucker Fleming. Ephesians 1:9 reads like this. He made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his kind intention, which he purposed in him. You might notice upon hearing this or reading this that there are a lot of third-person singular pronouns here. And what we're dealing with is the Father, or Paul, rather, talking about the Father in relation to the Son, namely, at the end of verse 9, his kind intention, that being the Father, which he, the Father, purposed in him, and that last him is Jesus, is the Son of God. So, with those pronouns kind of cleared, let's look at the text. We read that the Father made known to us the mystery of his will. Now, mystery in the Bible does not mean like an Agatha Christie or Hardy Boys or Nancy Drew kind of mystery. Rather, mystery in the Bible means something that was once hidden but is now revealed. So when Paul says he made known to us the mystery of his will, what he's saying is that he, being God, revealed to us something that was once hidden, namely the person and work of Jesus Christ. Another way we might think about this is that God shows us the house to which a blueprint pointed. We had a blueprint for the person and work of Jesus in the Old Testament, but there's a certain amount of detail that we can only see once the house is up. Another thing that I think it's worth mentioning in verse 9 is that God does this. He reveals his will, or the mystery of his will, to us in the person of Jesus. According to what? According to his kind intention, which he purposed in him. Sociological data tells us that American teenagers and Americans in general think a lot of things about God if they believe he exists. But one thing they often do not think about God is that he is kind. They sometimes think that they can put God in their debt. If they do good works, then God will have to reward them. They sometimes think that God is mean and angry, or that God is vindictive, or even that God is gracious and merciful on the positive side of that coin. But something that Westerners, particularly Western, namely American teenagers, struggle to believe is that God is kind. Perhaps another way to put this is that we know that God loves us. Often, that's not a hard thing to accept, at least on a cerebral or kind of mental level. The challenge comes when we ask ourselves the question, but does God like us? And here, as if it's not enough for God to tell us that he loves us, for God to tell you in his word that he loves you, he tells you here, through Paul, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, that he sent the Son, Jesus Christ, to earth to live a perfect life and die a grisly death for you according to his kind intention. God doesn't do what he does for us begrudgingly. He doesn't furrow his brow and grit his teeth and say, I guess I got to go save these people now. God is kind to you in saving you. So, as we work through the day today, as we go to school or go to the office or go to work or get in our cars or get stressed out about what the day might hold or what the day has held, depending on when you're listening to this, I wonder if you could just take a second, snag a deep breath, and remember that the Lord is kind to you and that he shows his kindness to you in his sending of his son Jesus to earth for your salvation. This has been the Balanced Breakfast. We'll see you next time.